Because we are. That's just it. We are. We're moving there. It's in me to see that happen. It's in Joe, JJ, to see that happen. To bring order out of chaos. Light out of darkness. We're not afraid to go into the darkness because we have enough light that we can shine in it and actually bring order out of chaos and do something good with what's going on in our world. But we need projects. We need things that we can do together to make this happen and to make this vision a reality, this making a better world, bringing people into a state of connectedness.
Read the bill.
In Topanga Canyon, there I was. On the top of a mountain is where I finally landed in Old Topanga, Skyline Drive. And you had to drive about 50 yards up the steep driveway to get to the house. And then you could drive another about 50 yards and you'd come to a level playing field. And then you could climb to the top of the mountain. And that was my favorite place. That was my meditation point. And I went up there one day with a friend who had a camera. And at the top of this mountain, there was an iron rod that was protruding out of it. And I don't know how far down it went. Probably, it was probably 2 billion years old and went down 500 feet. But the top of it came out of the top of this mountain. This is long, I'll show you. And I grabbed a hold of this mountain in a state of joy, and I was up in a state of ecstasy, kind of. And I wanted to give the earth a blessing. And I did. And it's kind of funny, just to take that and pass it on, please. Just to bless this planet, and I said, planet, I bless you with the power of God and with the love of God, and may all good things come through to this planet. And after I was through giving this blessing, I got an impression. And you're not going to believe this, but I'm going to tell it to you anyway because I have to. It was an impression I got on top of this mountain. And I had already written a book on physical immortality. I knew that was possible. And I knew that we were in for some conflict in the future. I knew that I wouldn't be there forever. But I didn't really know what my next step was going to be. And in this moment of silence, after this picture was taken, I had this soul contact that JJ was talking about earlier. When you are reaching up and in at the same time, where spirit and matter are connecting. And I got this impression. And it said, well, if you really want to do some good out there, I want you to build me an ark. I said, oh, yeah, right. Right, this has been done before. He says, no. All the arcs that have been built up until this moment, this time, have only been precursors to teach the principles of what it means to really build an ark. And it wasn't really words. It was an impression, and it said, contemplate. Contemplate what an ark is, and you figure it out. So, okay, all right. Well, I've studied the Bible, and I went on a mission for the Mormon Church, and I taught all this stuff, and I thought, well, let's figure it out. And then I realized, okay, well, first of all, I started off with Noah. Noah. Now, I want you to go back in time to the time of your... Not the time of the flood, but, the information, the material that you know about Noah's Ark. And this is what I came up with, and see if you can agree with this. If you didn't get on the Ark, you were going to die. Okay, that was Noah's basic message to the people. Because there's water coming. The earth is going to be cleansed. There was a cleansing period. So the ark was a means of salvation. Get on the ark and you'll live. Obedient, willing souls came out of the wilderness and got on it and lived. That's another thing. The people had to be willing and obedient. It was led by the higher, by the power of God. God called Noah and said, go build me an ark. So it was initiated by a higher power. They were promised to go to a promised land. Of course, anything out of 40 days of water is going to be pretty promised land. And they had a special blessing that they would repeople the earth. But their life cycles were shortened after that, which I find interesting. No longer did they live to be 6, 7, 8. Who was the oldest guy? How long did he live?
972.
Real old. 969. Yeah, there we go. He's Googled that probably. But they lived real old back then, and then God inserted the death genes and reduced the life cycle to 120. Right. That's what it went down to. Science and religion both agree that that's how long we should live today. All right. Then, okay, so that's how I saw Noah, is, you know, he built this ark. And then the next ark that I come across is
Ark of the Covenant.
Ark of the Covenant. I go, you know, there's a lot of parallels here, correspondences between Noah and Moses. Besides, they both have O's in their names. Noah, or Moses, was in the wilderness for 40 years. Going through a cleansing process. The Ark of the Covenant, what was that?
You know what it was for?
Yeah. Contain God.
To contain God, yeah. It was how they communicated with God.
It contained some memorabilia,
yeah.
About stuff God did. What was it? Olive leaf, bowl of manna, and...
It had ancient sacred relics in it, but it was also the voice of God that led them through the wilderness, and the high priest communicated with God through the Ark of the Covenant. So there was higher power calling. The Ark was a means of salvation. It led them through the wilderness to the promised land, which was Canaan, the land of Canaan, but not very many people that were taken out of captivity or that made it through the wilderness made it into the promised land. I think only one person did.
Joshua.
Right on.
No.
Yeah, he might have been married. That could have been. Okay, so they went to a promised land. The ark was a means of salvation. And 40 years in the wilderness. And obedient souls went. All right, so that's the second ark. And then there was a third ark who linked heaven and earth. Who was that?
Archangel Michael?
Archangel? Well, yeah, that's what you call the archangel. An archangel, that's good. I like that. Who linked heaven and earth? Who was a means of salvation?
Jesus
Christ. How long was he in the wilderness?
40 days.
40 days. And what was his special blessing that he was going to offer to the world?
Salvation.
He was a means of salvation.
Where was the ark?
He was the ark. He was the mediator between man and God. He arced the knowledge, the light, the truth from the Father down to humanity through his disciples and his apostles. And what was his blessing? He said, you know what? I'm going to demonstrate that a man has power over death. And I'm going to set it up so I'm going to have to die. And I'm going to be dead for 3 days, and I'm going to come back. And the reason I'm doing that is the only other way I could demonstrate that I'm immortal is to stay alive, and you guys would all die, and then you'd never know. So I'm just going to go ahead and get crucified so you can see that I'm really dead. And then... I'll come back. And what I am going to do, you're going to be able to do. You're going to do everything that I have done if you keep my saying. If you keep my saying, you too will overcome death. Did they keep the saying? Did the apostles keep the saying? Did they really understand what was going on? No. They all doubted, denied. They all died violent deaths. But the message was clear. He said, I'm the vine, you are the branches. If you separate from the vine, you will wither and die. If you stay gathered and linked and connected consciously to me, and as I am to the husbandman, my father, there is an eternal flow of power that will pass from him through me to you through my words, and you people will stay alive forever, indefinitely, for a long period of time anyway, 1,000 years at least. And that's what he said, you will not die, you will, the man keep my saying. So Jesus began to teach the internalization of the divinity of man. And that's what got him in trouble. He said things like, the kingdom of God is within you, ye are gods, ye have the power of life or death in your hands, in the tongue, in your actions, in your words. If you stay linked with me, you will live.